நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God, Chapter 10, Prahlad, The Best Among Exalted Devotees, Verse Number 42. Esha Brahmanya Devasya கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ச மாத்மனஃ அவதார கதா புண்யா வதோ யத்ராதி தைத்யயோ ஏஷா ப்ரஹ்மண்ய தேவஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ச மாத்மனஃ அவதார கதா புண்யா வதோ யத்ராதி தைத்யயோ ஏஷா ப்ரஹ்மண்ய தேவஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ச மாத்மனஃ அவதார கதா புண்யா வதோ யத்ராதி தைத்யயோ. பிளீஸ் ரிசைட். ஏஷா ப்ரஹ்மண்ய தேவஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ச மஹாத்மன அவதார கதா புண்யா வதோ யத்ராதி தைத்யயோ. ஏஷா ப்ரஹ்மண்ய தேவஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ச மாத்மனஃ அவதார கதா புண்யா வதோ யத்ராதி தைத்யயோ. ஏஷா ப்ரஹ்மண்ய தேவஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ச மஹாத்மனஃ அவதார கதா புண்யா வதோ யத்ராதி தைத்யயோ. மதஜி ஏஷா ஆல் திஸ் Brahmanya Devasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by all Brahmanas. Krishnasya, of Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cha, also. Mahatmana, the Super Soul. Avatara Katha, narrations about his incarnations. Punya, pious, purifying. Vada, killing. Yatra, wherein. Adi, in the beginning of the millennium. Daityayo, of the demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described, and the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. purported by Srila Prabhupada, avatars or incarnations are expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Govinda, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, who is the original person, non-dual, infallible and without beginning. Although he expands into unlimited forms, he is still the original. And although he is the oldest person, he always appears as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful and all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the academic wisdom of the Vedas, but they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. Brahma Samhita 5.33. The Brahma Samhita describes the avatars. Indeed, all the avatars are described in the authentic scriptures. No one can become an avatar or incarnation, although this has become fashionable in the age of Kali. The avatars are described in the authentic scriptures, and therefore, before one risks accepting a pretender as an avatar, one should refer to the Shastras. The Shastras say everywhere that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and that he has innumerable avatars or incarnations. Elsewhere in the Brahma Samhita it is said, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tisthan. Ram, Narsingha, Vara and many others are consecutive expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After Krishna comes Balram. After Balram is Sankarshan, then Anirudh, Pradyumna, Narayan, and then the Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. All of them are avatars. One must hear about the avatars. Narrations about such avatars are called avatar katha, the narrations of Krishna's expansions. Hearing and chanting these narrations is completely pious. Shranvatam swakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana. One who hears and chants can become punya, purified of material contamination. Whenever there are references to the avatars, religious principles are established and demons who are against Krishna are killed. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world with two aims: to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to kill all the pretenders who falsely present themselves as avatar. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement must carry this conviction very carefully within their hearts and kill the demons who in many tactful ways vilify the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. If we take shelter of Narsingha Dev and Prahlad Maharaj, it will be easier to kill the demons who are against Krishna and to thus re-establish Krishna's supremacy. Krishnastu Bhagwan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the original Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is our Guru and Krishna is our worshipable God. As advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. If we can be successful in getting the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj and also that of Narsingha Dev, then our Krishna consciousness movement will be extremely successful. The demon Hiranyakashipu had so many ways to try to become God himself. But although Prahlad Maharaj was chastised and threatened in many ways, he rigidly refused to accept his powerful demonic father as God. Following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, we should reject all the rascals who pretend to be God. We must accept Krishna and his incarnations and no one else. Om Ajnan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 वर्स नंबर 42 Translation. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described, and the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. Hare Krishna. So, we should recall here that on the death of Shishupal, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he asked Narad Muni about how come Shishupal attained such a glorious death. Shishupal repeatedly blasphemed Krishna. And it is mentioned in the scriptures that one who blasphemes the Supreme Personality of Godhead goes to hellish planets. He should get disease like leprosy. But Shishupal, he repeatedly blasphemed Krishna and he merged into the body of Krishna, which is a very rare liberation. So, in answer, Narad Muni described the pastime of the cursing of Jay and Vijay and how they became the two sons of Diti, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So, in third canto, Hiranyaksha is described and here in seventh canto, Hiranyakashipu's story is described. Who was killed by Narsingha Dev. Narsingha Avatar. Avatar Katha. It is considered very auspicious to hear about various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna or any expansion of Krishna come down, then he is called Avatar. Avatar literally means one who descends down, one who comes down is called avatar. Down not from sixth floor to ground floor, down from spiritual world to material world. That is called avatar. I'm sorry. So Vishnu Tattva or even the pure devotee of Krishna who is in the spiritual world and comes down not by karma but for a particular mission, he is called avatar. And there are many avatars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his description to Sanatana Goswami, he has described six categories of avatars. Anybody knows the six categories of avatars? Yes. Okay, good. We should clap for this devotee. Very nice, very nice. Six categories of avatars. Purusha avatar, Leela avatar, Guna avatar, Saktavesh avatar, Manvantara avatar and Yuga avatar. These are six categories of incarnations. There aren't six incarnations. There are six categories. How many total incarnations are there? 10? Dashavatar, then unlimited. It is very easy to count the number of incarnations. Lord Brahma has given a formula how to count the number of incarnations. I will tell you the formula. Lord Brahma said, if you want to count the number of incarnations, go to Jhu Beach. Sit there aramse, relaxed, and count the number of waves. That will be equal to the number of incarnations. Uncountable. Uncountable. We can't count. So many incarnations come in various universes. So Purusha Avatar are three. Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. These three are called Purusha Avatar, signifying their mission in which they come in contact with Prakriti, Purush and Prakriti. Mahavishnu is the one who glances over Mahat Tattva and produces multiple universes while lying down on causal ocean. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he is expansion of Mahavishnu. He enters each universe, and when he enters the universe, there is nothing, no paraphernalia. So out of his own body, he produces sweat and fills half the universe and lies down. And then from his navel comes a lotus stem, on the top a lotus flower, and then he creates Brahma. And Brahma creates the further planetary systems. Then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands into third Purusha Avatar, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who resides as Paramatma in every heart and who also enters in every atom, so that this universe has movement and the universe and objects inside the universe, they perform their activity or they exhibit their characteristics. So these are three Purusha Avatars. Mahavishnu, or also known as Karnodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu, also known as Paramatma. Then there are three Guna Avatars, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. There are three material modes, mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So Brahmaji, he takes care of Rajogun, mode of passion. Shivji, he takes care of Tamogun, mode of ignorance. And Vishnu, he takes care of Satvik, Satogun, mode of goodness. There are unlimited Guna Avatars in various planets, sorry, in various universes. There are three Gunas, but there are unlimited Brahmas and unlimited Shivji. Vishnu is one. So these are three Guna Avatars, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiv. Then there are Leela Avatars, those personalities who come and perform pastimes, and by their pastimes they attract the conditioned souls, like Krishna himself, then Lord Ramchandra, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are all Leela Avatars. Then there are Yuga Avatars. In each Yuga there is an Avatar. In Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, there is Avatar for each Yuga. Like Avatar for Kali Yuga is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other Yuga Avatars are Rakta, Hamsa, Shyam, Shukla. They appeared in various Yugas. Then there is Shaktavesh Avatar. Shaktavesh Avatar are primarily those living entities who are empowered by some Shakti, of Krishna to perform a particular mission. Like Narad Muni, he is a Jeev Tattva, he is a living entity, but he is empowered to preach. Prithu Maharaj, he is also Shaktavesh Avatar, he is empowered to rule. He rules as Krishna rules. Vyasdev, generally he is Jeev Tattva, he is empowered to write Vedic scriptures. Even Srila Prabhupada is Shaktavesh Avatar, he is given Shakti to preach all over the planet in this Kali Yuga. So these are Shaktavesh Avatars. Then Manvantra Avatar, there are thousands of Manus, and in each duration of each Manu there is Manvantra Avatar. Vamandev, Rishabh, Yajna, these are all Manvantra Avatars. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the six categories of avatars and is describing the Yuga Avatar, he explains in Kali Yuga the Yuga Avatar is yellow in color, and he comes with his associates, he chants and chants the holy name of Krishna, and dances with his associates and spreads the holy name of Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, when he is hearing this avatar katha, when he is hearing the descriptions of incarnations, he realizes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about himself, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is a Yuga avatar. So Sanatana Goswami is very intelligent, but still without hesitation he asked a question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am very ignorant and big murkha. I don't even know good behavior. How will I identify incarnation in Kali Yuga?" Sanatana Goswami says, seeing as a very genuine inquiry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again explains that an avatar is identified first by Shastras. The avatar should be mentioned in the scriptures. Not anybody comes and claims to be incarnation. If he is not mentioned in the scriptures, he cannot be accepted as incarnation. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, India is a God making factory. In every street, one God is made. And further, we know in every street that God dies also. So these are not God or incarnation. This is bakwas. This is bogus. Krishna will never appear in such a way that he will not be mentioned in the scripture. That is how Krishna has made the authenticity. If somebody claims to be avatar, that personality has to be mentioned in the scripture. And that doesn't mean anybody comes and reads the scriptures and says, "I am avatar. See, this is mentioned." Now then there are characteristics, primary characteristics and secondary characteristics, called Swarup and Laksh, and Swarup Lakshan, Lasmarup and Tathastha Lakshan. Sorry, Swarup Lakshan and Tathastha Lakshan. Swarup Lakshan means primary characteristic, and Tathastha Lakshan means marginal or secondary characteristics of an avatar. The personal form, the bodily color, the nature, these are Swarup Lakshan, personal characteristics. And the activities are Tathastha Lakshan, marginal characteristics. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami that the avatar should be mentioned in the scriptures, and he should be identified with the help of Swarup Lakshan and Tathastha Lakshan. So then Sanatana Goswami said, so the avatar for Kali Yuga, his Swarup Lakshan is, he is golden in color. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said yes. And his Tathastha Lakshan is, he chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he tells others to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he spreads the holy name of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said yes, and Sanatana Goswami started smiling. Then Chaitanya said, "Look Sanatana, I know you are very intelligent, please don't play tricks with me, let us continue our description." So Sanatana Goswami, by hearing, he could identify the avatar, and that is the way to identify. the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not get cheated by some pretender coming and claiming to be God, or some followers claiming that their master is God, or a particular demigod is equal to God. This is not appropriate. This is the greatest cheating happening in this world, where one who is not God claims to be God, or one who is not God, his followers claim him to be God. And by this the public is misled and their spiritual life is finished before it starts. It is kind of spiritual suicide or spiritual murder, wherein they don't get to practice bhakti because they don't know who is God. There are so many examples nowadays. People worship them as God. They make temples of Rajnikant or Amitabh Bachchan, or even Shirdi ke Sai Baba, or Satya Sai Baba, or Swami Narayan. These are not Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swami Narayan never said, "I am Supreme Personality of Godhead." He wrote in his literature that one should worship Krishna, but after his departure they have made him in the center of their altar. And even Sai Baba, he never claimed to be God. He did some miracles, holy person, but now they made him God. And like this, there are so many gods being born in the brain of people, and they worship them and they offer them everything. This is bogus. We should preach against this. That is the purpose of ISKCON, to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the scripture there are famous Dasha Avatar. Who knows Dasha Avatar? Yes. Okay, very nice. We should clap for Srivas Prabhu also. Matsya, Kurma, Vara, Vaman, Narsingha, Vamandev, Parshuram, Ramji, Balram, Lord Buddha and Kalki Avatar. Dasha Avatar, famous Dasha Avatar. But why Krishna is not mentioned in this? Is Krishna not Avatar? Krishna also came down. One who descends down is Avatar. That's the definition. Krishna is not mentioned to explain to us that Krishna is more than Avatar. He is Avatari. He is source of all avatars. He is source of all incarnations. When Sutta Goswami gives the list of major incarnations, he mentions Krishna. But then he says this Krishna is not avatar. He is Krishnastu Bhagwan Swayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. All avatars and all expansions, they come from Krishna. Janma Adi Asya Yataha. From him all the emanations come. All the Vishnu Tattvas come. So calling him an avatar is calling him less. It's like if Prime Minister Modi visits our ISKCON Zoo, and then we flash the news in our website, one Gujarati person came to visit us. Right, not wrong, but that is not the way. That is not giving complete information. So just calling Krishna as avatar, there are infinite avatars. He is not just one avatar of them. He is special. He is origin of all avatars. He is source of all avatars. He is source of all expansions. He is Avatari. He is Bhagwan Swayam, cause of all causes. The incarnations have a cause, but Krishna has no cause. Krishna expands into Balram. Balram expands into Vasudev, then Pradyumna, Anirudh, Sankarshan, Narayan, then the Purusha Avatars. So all this have a cause. Balram has a cause. That's Krishna. But Krishna has no cause.
Only one person in this whole material and spiritual creation has a unique quality of having no cause, causeless. Everything else and every person, every jeev, Vishnu, Tattva have a cause. But Krishna is unique. He has no cause. That's why he fits the definition of God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Kharana Kharanam, cause of all causes. So we have to preach this. There are many misconceptions. One misconception is Krishna is Vishnu's avatar. Vishnu is original and Krishna is Vishnu's expansion. This misconception is prevalent in many places. This is not as per Srimad Bhagavatam. Whenever Krishna or any avatar comes to this planet, they come through Vishnu. They come through Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So this misconception started that Krishna is expansion of Shirodakshaya Vishnu. But that's not true. Krishna is original Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he comes here, he comes through Vishnu because that is the general way of coming. For example, if the President of America comes to India, he will come through American Embassy located in Delhi. That doesn't mean the President of America is under the American Embassy. The President is above the Embassy, but he will come through the Embassy. In the same way, Krishna's Embassy in this material world is Vishnu. Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So when Krishna comes, he comes through Vishnu, he comes through his embassy. But that doesn't mean he is inferior to Vishnu. In fact, in Nectar of Devotion, it is mentioned there are 64 qualities of Krishna, out of which 4 Vishnu does not have. Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu, they don't have 64 qualities which Krishna have. They have only 60. There are 4 special qualities only which Krishna possesses, nobody else. That makes Krishna unique. Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Prem Madhurya and Venu Madhurya. There are 4 special qualities. Vishnu doesn't play Venu like Krishna plays. Or Ram never played Venu like Vasuri like Krishna played. They don't exhibit such qualities. Krishna's Vasuri flute playing is so melodious that the whole universe gets attracted. The moving living entities like deer, peacock, they become stunned. And the non-moving living entities like Yamuna, water and stones, the stones melt. Yamuna water freezes. Non-moving becomes moving and moving becomes non-moving. Solid becomes liquid and liquid becomes solid. That is the greatness of Krishna's melodious flute. Even the apsaras, even the devis, even the devtas, Brahma, Shiva, 4 kumaras, they get attracted to the flute of Krishna. And what to speak about the cows, calves and gopis, they get completely mesmerized. This flute playing of Krishna, no other incarnation or expansion is exhibited. Then Rupa Madhurya, Shyam Sundar, so Sundar, so beautiful. Krishna's body is so attractive that even demons get attracted to Krishna's bodily features. When Krishna as a small boy jumped in Kaliya's lake and he was making lots of noise while swimming in the waters, Kaliya came out very angrily. And when he came out, he saw beautiful Shyam Sundar with yellow dhoti, peacock feather, curly hair, lotus petal like eyes, reddish lips, mirror like cheeks, moon like face, Kaustubh Mani, Vaijanti garland. He says, wow, who is this beautiful boy? Kaliya, who angrily came out, he got attracted to Krishna's beauty. He appreciated Krishna's beauty. Kalyavan, when he came to Mathura, he had never seen Krishna. He just heard the description of Krishna from Narad Muni. And when he actually saw Krishna coming out barefoot, four-handed, He was appreciating, wow, such a beautiful person. That is Krishna's beauty. Krishna once was walking in Dwarka Palace and all his walls and pillars are fitted with diamonds. Big, big diamonds. They act like mirrors. So once Krishna saw his own reflection in a diamond and he stopped and he said, who is this beautiful boy? Krishna gets attracted to his own reflection. Now daily Krishna sees himself in the reflection, but still he gets attracted, his beauty keeps on increasing. That is Roop Madhurya. Then Prem Madhurya. Krishna is surrounded by so many loving devotees like gopis that no other incarnation has exhibited this. The gopis have left everything and they just get attracted to Krishna. When Krishna Balaram went to Mathura, all the ladies of Mathura, they heard Krishna Balaram are coming. They left whatever they were doing and they went on the terrace to see Krishna Balaram. It is explained there was one woman, she was taking bath and her friend, she knocked her door saying Krishna Balaram has come. She left half bath, somehow wore the clothes and came up to see Krishna Balaram. One lady was dressing herself when she heard about Krishna. In haste, she wore lower garment in upper body and upper garment in lower body and ran to see Krishna. And one lady, she wore one earring and left the other earring. One footwear and left the other footwear. Now whatever happens, ladies don't miss doing nice shingar. Even if somebody dies in their family, they will do check themselves in the mirror and then go. But here, Krishna Balaram are there. They left everything. One Matari was feeding milk to her child, breast milk, and she left the child in between on the floor crying and she went on the terrace to see Krishna. One was serving food to husband, she left it in between. Husband sitting with empty plate and she went to see Krishna. And the height was, one Mataji was in her own wedding ceremony doing Sat Phera, and when she heard Krishna Balaram have come, the dulhan left in between. She went on the terrace to see Krishna. This is Roop Madhurya. Krishna is so beautiful that everybody gets attracted and they want to see his glimpse. The gopis headed by Radharani will see daily Krishna going to the forest, coming from the forest. And always Krishna's duty will increase and daily they will leave their household work and they will see Krishna. Then there is Leela Madhurya. Krishna's pastimes are so attractive, especially childhood pastimes. Every year we hear Janmashtami pastime. Every year we hear Damodar pastime for 30 days continuously. And many preachers here speak Damodar pastime every day in Kartik. But still we feel nice. Still whenever we narrate the pastime, there is smile on our face and the smile on audience face also. Even though they know what is going to happen next, and even though we have heard and spoken so many times, see now also everybody is smiling. This is Leela Madhurya. Krishna's Leela is so attractive. So these are four qualities of Krishna which even Vishnu doesn't have. That makes Krishna unique. One and only one. Special. Original. When Devaki and Vasudev in their previous birth, as Sutapa and Prishni, they perform austerities for thousands of years. And when Vishnu got pleased and appeared, they asked, my dear Lord, we want a son like you. Now for Krishna, there is nothing impossible to do. He can award any benediction to his devotees. So when Prishni and Sutapa asked, we want a son like you, Krishna said, impossible. Not possible. There is nobody like me. So I'll have to become your son. And he became their son 3 times.
And that is how Krishna appeared. Vamandev and Krishnigarb. Three births.
So there is nobody like Krishna.
Krishna is unique, one and only one. Krishna is to Bhagwan Swayam.
So Srila Prabhupada says, just as Avatar has a mission to kill demons and protect devotees and religious principles, ISKCON also has the same mission to defeat the pretenders who claim to be God, or defeat the philosophy, atheism, Mayavad, or demigod worship, and establish to the whole world that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. When in New York Prabhupada was establishing this society, some of his well-wishers said, Prabhupada, I think the better name will be International Society for God Consciousness, because then more people will relate to it. Especially in Western world, nobody knows about Krishna. And even if they know, they will think it is sectarian. Hinduism. Krishna is Hindu God. If you have International Society for God Consciousness, more people will come. Prabhupada said, no. We will have International Society for Krishna Consciousness. They don't know who is God. Our name of the society will tell them Krishna is God. Nowadays sometimes we are afraid to preach and use the name Krishna in our pamphlet or advertisement or lecture, thinking that people will not come. But that's not true. If you are sincere and pure, Krishna will send people. Preaching is not by some intellectual skill or academic strategy. Preaching is by purity. Otherwise, can somebody think of going to America or foreign soil, meeting the Westerners, foreigners there, and telling them there is a blue boy in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh, running after cows and girls, and he is God? Who will believe? But Prabhupada went and told this. He told, and people believed, because of his purity, because of his conviction. In Leelamrit, Prabhupada Leelamrit, there is one very sensitive pastime. Once Prabhupada was not so well, he was taking rest in Los Angeles, and at one time he told his secretary, call all the GBC members here. So there were all the GBC members for a festival. They all came, GBC members and senior sannyasis. They all were sitting. And Prabhupada asked one question to everybody. He asked, are you all convinced that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Now who will reply this in front of spiritual master? Are you all convinced that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Nobody replied anything. Prabhupada said, this is the problem. I am convinced. That's why I am pushing this movement. If you are convinced, then only you can push this movement. So this movement expands by this faith, by purity, not by some marketing skills. If some MBA comes or some best salesman of the country comes and you put him in the bookstall, do you think he will sell more books? No. Our small time devotees sell more books because they are convinced that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to be convinced Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have to tell this to others. Even if people don't listen to you, even if people tease you, even if people beat you, even if people kill you, still you should tell this, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This we have to preach. There was one small girl, Saraswati, Shyamsundar Prabhu's daughter, 5-6 year old girl. When she would travel on the streets or in the trains, she would meet strangers. And for small children to approach strangers is very easy. So she would meet the strangers and ask, do you know who is God? And the strangers will smile. They will say, no. She say, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She will tell this. And when Prabhupada heard this, he was very happy. He said, look, our small Saraswati also preaches. This is real preaching to tell people that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is mission of ISKCON. That is mission of the members of ISKCON. We should not allow these pretenders to claim themselves to be God. Or we should not allow the followers of such pretenders who claim their master to be God go unchallenged. That is not good. We should preach both the things. We should preach that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should preach against these philosophies. We should have solid arguments. A preacher should be ready with his tools to explain Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, Vyasadeva is writing Bhagavad Gita, and whenever he writes about Krishna, he writes Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. For Arjuna, he writes Sri Arjuna Uvacha. For Sanjaya, he writes Sri Sanjaya Uvacha. For Dhritarashtra, he writes Sri Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Logically, for Krishna, he should write Sri Krishna Uvacha. But he doesn't write Sri Krishna Uvacha. He writes Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Why? To tell us that this Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is not just any powerful person. He is Bhagavan. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Sutta Goswami, as we explained, he writes Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma, he says Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidanand Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Ishwara are many, but Parameshwar, Parameshwar is only one. And that's Krishna. His name is also Govind. His origin of all origin. And his cause of all causes. Arjuna, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he declares Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma declares to be Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva declares Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu Nam Aradhanam Sarvesham. Vishnu Aradhana is Sarvesham. Highest worship is worship of Vishnu. And so many acharyas like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the six Goswamis, and our acharyas including Srila Prabhupada, they all declared Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The 12 Mahajanas, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, they all declare Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everybody is claiming. And that's the absolute truth. Srimad Bhagavatam starts with Janmadi Asayatah. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He is Bhagavan. Why Krishna is not written? Vasudev is written. So that it's clear. Son of Vasudev. Somebody else may come as Krishna. Which Krishna? Son of Vasudev. If anybody who claims to be God but is not God, actually he should be killed. There was Paundrak during Krishna's time. He had a form same as Krishna, and many people glorified him as God. So it went into his brain. He said, yes, I am God. So out of his compassion, he wrote a letter to Krishna in Dwarka. And he wrote a letter to Dwarkadish. He said, I have heard you are claiming yourself to be Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. This is incorrect. I am Vasudev. I have taken birth. I have come as incarnation to protect my devotees and to kill demons. And you have falsely claimed to be the Supreme Person. I request you, please surrender unto me and give up your Sudarshan Chakra. If you don't do that, then you will have to fight with me. Pandurag writes this letter to Krishna. Everybody including Krishna in Dwarka
For some time we are just laughing. Then Lord Dwarkadish, he sent a reply to this letter. In the reply he said, "You rascal, badmash, Poundrak, I call you rascal. You want my Sudarshan Chakra? I am coming to give you." And so many things he wrote. And Krishna took his army and he attacked Kashi. Poundrak was staying in Kashi at that time. So Poundrak came out with 2 Akshauhini soldiers. Kashiraj came out with 3 Akshauhini soldiers. And Krishna first time saw Poundrak, again he started laughing. As if some character on the stage doing drama, having 2 cardboard hands and having imitation Kaustubh Mani and imitation Saranga Bow and imitation Shankh Chakra Gada Padma, Poundrak was thinking himself God. And they had a big fight and Krishna finally told, "Look, you want my Sudarshan Chakra, I am giving you." And Krishna killed him with his Sudarshan Chakra. He died a dog's death. Krishna killed him. This is what should happen to those who claim to be God. Those who murder others' bhakti by giving them false information. So of course, ISKCON members don't have license to kill. But we have to defeat the philosophy. We have to kill the philosophy by our strong and bold preaching. We should very boldly preach and tell to everybody that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And no one else. No one else is Supreme Personality of Godhead. One and only one. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take mic.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, बहुत धन्यवाद, सुंदर क्लास है प्रभु जी. जो हमारा जो श्रीमद् भागवतम में प्रभुपाद का जो ट्रांसलेशन किया हुआ भागवतम है, उसमें ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय लिखा हुआ है. सबसे पहले जब शुरुआत जन्मादश जो मंगलाचरण श्लोक है, तो दूसरा जो भागवतम गीता प्रेस का और दूसरा तो उसमें वो नेम लिखा होता है, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. तो वो लोग जन्मादश्य होता है, इससे शुरू होता है. तो क्या ओरिजिनल मतलब
हमारा भी जन्मादि अस्य तो से ही शुरू होता है. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सेकंड कैंटो में लिखा हुआ है, जहाँ पर सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोलना चालू करते. पहले सुत गोस्वामी बोलते, पहले व्यासदेव लिखे है, पहले कुछ श्लोक जो है वो व्यासदेव ने लिखे है, बाद में सुत गोस्वामी बोलना चालू करते हैं, बाद में सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोलना चालू करते हैं. सुखदेव गोस्वामी परीक्षित महाराज को भागवतम बोलना चालू करते हैं, वहां पर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेव लिखा है.
तो ओरिजिनल भागवतम जो व्यासदेव लिखे हैं, वो जन्मादश श्लोक से पहले ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेव है ना?
नहीं,
क्या
नहीं
है?
नहीं है.
तो हमारा भागवतम में है
तो अच्छी बात है. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेव हम क्लास के पहले बोलते हैं, प्रभुपाद जी ने शुरू किया था, लेकिन सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने कहा है तो व्यासदेव ने पहले कुछ श्लोक लिखे हैं, जैसे मैं बताया सुत गोस्वामी, बाद में सुखदेव गोस्वामी स्टार्ट करते हैं ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेव. आपको क्या कंफ्यूजन है? हम फर्स्ट कैंटो साथ सेकंड कैंटो दोनों साथ लेकर बात करेंगे लेक्चर के बाद. और कोई प्रश्न? यस
कृष्णा. हरे राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम. ये राम अर्थ क्या होता है? राम राम कहने का, और कृष्ण कहने का तो मतलब समझ गया कि सर्वकर्षक. और राम कहने का अर्थ?
राम जी का, राम का मतलब,
हाँ,
राम का मतलब जो खुशियों का सब स्त्रोत है.
नहीं नहीं, कृष्ण का सर्वकर्षक और राम का अर्थ
वही बोल रहा हूँ ना, खुशियों का सोर्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, जहां से सब खुशियां आती है. गोडाउन, गोडाउन खुशियों का गोडाउन.
स्तोत्र को और क्या शब्द है?
अच्छा, मतलब कृष्ण के बहुत से अवतार हुए हैं, लेकिन राम के इसमें मंत्र महामंत्र में रखा गया है।
राम भगवान कृष्ण का एक नाम है,
और अवतार थे उनको भी नाम रख सकते थे। हाँ, इस मंत्र में
रख सकते थे। उनका रखेंगे तो आप बोलेंगे उनका क्यों रखा, इनका क्यों रखा, ये प्रश्न तो खत्म ही नहीं हुआ, किसका तो रखना पड़ेगा ना। तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने राम जी का रखा, जो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने निर्णय लिया वो हम मानेंगे, किसी का तो रखना है ना। ए का रखेंगे तो आप बोलेंगे बी का क्यों नहीं रखा, बी का रखेंगे तो आप बोलेंगे सी का क्यों नहीं रखा, ये प्रश्न खत्म नहीं होगा क्योंकि अनगिनत अवतार है। अगर राम के बोले भरा रखा तो आप पूछेंगे राम का क्यों नहीं रखा, ये प्रश्न खत्म नहीं होगा, छोड़ दो उसको। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, ये 16 नाम दिए हैं, इसके अंदर सब कुछ है, उन्होंने सब कुछ डाल दिया। ये बीज है, इसके अंदर फ्रूट है, कृष्ण प्रेम है, इसके अंदर डाल दिया उन्होंने, हम उसका जप करते हैं। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ये बीज किसी और नाम में भी डालते हैं, वो देते हैं हमको, हम उसका जप करेंगे। भगवान का नाम लेना है, अभी कौन सा वाला लेना है? हर लोग अपना अपना निर्णय लेंगे कि मैं ये लूंगा मैं वो लूंगा, मेरा फेवरेट नाम ये है, तो कैसे प्रचार करेंगे? इसके चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने मंत्र बनाया, महामंत्र बनाया, उसका हम प्रचार करते हैं, उसका हम जप करते हैं। ठीक है, आपको कोई और नाम डालना है वहां पर? भगवान का कोई भी नाम लिया शुद्ध है। ठीक है,
हरे कृष्णा। तो जी एक और जिज्ञासा है, जो चैतन्य महाप्रभु, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु भगवान राधा और कृष्ण के मिलित स्वरूप है, और कृष्णा और राधा रानी अलग अलग है ना, तो ओरिजिनल जो है पहले एक थे, बाद में जब लीला करने होते हैं तो फिर दो बनते हैं, तो फिर ओरिजिन हम कृष्ण को मानते हैं, तो इसका अर्थ होता है कि गौरांग महाप्रभु ओरिजिनल है।
गौरांग महाप्रभु
वो तो कंबाइंड स्वरूप है ना, दोनों मिलित है, वो बाद में जब दो होते हैं तो बाद में होते हैं ना दो, तो पहले तो एक थे ना, अहमिवास अहमिवाग्रे, तो कैसे वो किस, थोड़ा एक्सप्लेन करिए।
तो ये जो बाद में है ना, बाद में, ये बाद में उधर है नहीं, बाद उधर समय नहीं है, ये जो बाद है ना, बाद बाद में, ये टाइम है, आज फिर कल अभी फिर बाद में, ये समय का प्रवाह है, उधर समय नहीं है, उधर बाद में एक शब्द आता ही नहीं है, उधर सब हमेशा रहता है। तो भगवान ओरिजिनली एक है हमेशा, और वो दो हुए वो भी हमेशा, वो बाद में दो नहीं हुए, हमेशा दो है, हमेशा एक है, कृष्णा हमेशा, राधा रानी हमेशा, चैतन्य महाप्रभु हमेशा। समझ रहे हैं? स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में बाद में नहीं होता है, कुछ भी बाद में नहीं होता है, सब हमेशा रहता है, टाइम नहीं होता है, समय नहीं होता है, ये हमको समझाने के लिए इधर ऐसा बताया जाता है, क्योंकि समय के अधीन है हम, और ये लीला समय के ऊपर है, तो हम समय के अधीन होने के कारण समय के ऊपर का बात समझता नहीं है, इसलिए हमको समझाने के लिए बताते हैं कृष्णा थे, फिर कृष्णा और राधा रानी आए, अलग अलग हो गए लीला के लिए, वो पहले से ही अलग अलग है, हमेशा शाश्वत, ऐसा कोई समय नहीं था जब दोनों नहीं थे, राधा रानी नहीं थी, सिर्फ कृष्ण था, ऐसा कोई समय नहीं है, हमेशा दोनों हैं। समझ रहे हैं? तो ये कंफ्यूजन इसलिए आता है, कॉन्ट्राडिक्शन, क्योंकि समय के ऊपर की लीला हमारी बुद्धि समझ नहीं पाता है, क्योंकि हम समय के अधीन है। ठीक है,
धन्यवाद।
ये हमारी क्षमता नहीं है, हमारी बुद्धि की क्षमता नहीं है समय के ऊपर की बात को समझना।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी।
हरे कृष्ण।
तो आप बोले पुष्णी और सुतपा वो लोग तपस्या कर रहे थे ना, तो उनको ब्लेसिंग देने के लिए कृष्ण आए क्या विष्णु आए?
विष्णु।
तो उन लोगों बोले कि आपका जैसा ही पुत्र था ये, तो किसका जैसा, कृष्ण जैसा है कि विष्णु जैसा है?
कृष्ण जैसा।
तो विष्णु आया तो फिर कैसा?
लेकिन नाम तो कृष्ण का ले रहे थे ना, वो वासुदेव का नाम ले रहे थे, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेव बोल रहे थे।
तो फिर आपका जैसा मतलब क्या हुआ?
वासुदेव, देखिए जब विष्णु और कृष्ण टेक्निकली जब हम चर्चा करते हैं तो अलग करते हैं, लेकिन प्रार्थना करते हैं या मंत्र जप करते हैं तो अलग नहीं करते हैं उनको। तो अगर आप विष्णु को कृष्ण बोल दिए कुछ गलत नहीं है। जैसे हम नरसिंह कथा बोलते हैं इधर और बीच बीच में बोलते हैं प्रहलाद कृष्ण का नाम लिए, वो तो नरसिंह का नाम लिए, कृष्ण का नाम कहाँ लिए? या नरसिंह का स्मरण किए, कृष्ण का कहाँ स्मरण किए? लेकिन हम क्यों बोलते हैं कृष्ण का नाम लिए? तो ये बोलना गलत नहीं है। अगर आप विष्णु को प्रार्थना करेंगे कृष्ण समझकर कुछ गलत नहीं है उसमें। तो भगवान कृष्ण आए या विष्णु आए उसमें कुछ फर्क नहीं है, समझ रहे हैं? चैतन्य चरितामृत में लिखा है ये बात, कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी लिखते हैं कि एक अंश जो होता है उसको दूसरे अंश के नाम से पुकारा जाए या कला के नाम से पुकारा जाए या अंश के नाम से पुकारा जाए या कृष्ण के नाम से पुकारा जाए तो उसको गलत नहीं माना जाता। और दूसरी बात यह है कि विष्णु आए और विष्णु उनके बेटे बने, कृष्णी गर्भ नाम है उनका। फिर दूसरी बार विष्णु वामनदेव के रूप में उनके बेटे बने, तो इतना पसंद आया कि कृष्ण स्वयं उनके बेटे बनने के लिए आए कि अच्छे माँ बाप है मैं भी आऊं। और तीसरी बात यह है कि जब तीसरे बेटे का समय आया तो कोई अवतार आना चाहिए था, लेकिन ब्रह्मा के हर कलयुग में एक अवतार आता है, लेकिन इस टाइम जब ब्रह्मा के इस कलयुग में अवतार आ रहा था तो कृष्ण का भी समय आ गया आने का, कृष्ण का भी समय आ गया, तो कृष्ण के शरीर में वो अवतार दाखिल हुए, तो दोनों आ गए, हजारों अवतार कृष्ण के शरीर में आ गए और देवकी के गर्भ से बाहर आए। तो कृष्ण के शरीर में वो जो विष्णु है ना, जो उनका बेटा बनना चाहिए आपके हिसाब से, वो कृष्ण के शरीर में थे। तो कृष्ण का जब समय आ जाता है तो बाकी सब अवतार उनके शरीर में आ जाते हैं और वो आते हैं। ये सब ब्रह्मा जी के दिन में एक ही बार होता है, बाकी समय में, बाकी चतुर्युग में, बाकी कलयुग में कोई विष्णु अवतार आते हैं। ठीक है, अभी जो नेक्स्ट कलयुग आएंगे उसमें कृष्ण स्वयं नहीं आएंगे, उसमें कोई, हाँ उसमें कोई और अवतार आएंगे। अभी नेक्स्ट कलयुग जो भी आएगा उसमें कृष्ण स्वयं नहीं आएंगे, कोई विष्णु अवतार आएंगे।
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ये इसी युग में, दूसरा कलयुग में?
चैतन्य महाप्रभु भी अभी इसी युग में, नेक्स्ट टाइम जो आएंगे उनको नारायण चैतन्य बोलेंगे, अभी कृष्ण चैतन्य, नेक्स्ट टाइम जो आएंगे वो नारायण चैतन्य। अभी चैतन्य महाप्रभु कल आएंगे, ब्रह्मा का कल। यस, हाँ, देवकी के सामने भी विष्णु जी आए थे, बाद में देवकी ने निवेदन किया था, फिर वो छोटे बालक, छोटे बेबी के रूप में बन गए, शिशु के रूप में बन गए। और कोई प्रश्न? ठीक है, धन्यवाद, हरे कृष्ण।